We got a special guest in studio to kick off this week. UP Wildlife Supervisor for the DNR, Terry Minzy, back in studio with us again. Thank you for your time, Terry.
Always happy to join you, Adam. We have a good time on this show.
Well, I'm actually anxious to talk to you about this past deer season, and I got lots of questions for you about that and moving forward and talk about the harvest numbers and statistics and data. But I would really like to start with something that I know you personally just got into, which is a new rifle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just picked up another Tika 25-06. You know, my dad had a 25-06 that my nephew really wanted. I had bought that from my mother a number of years ago. And I was carrying a new 30-06 this year in a Tika. It was such a nice gun. I thought, you know what? Let my nephew buy my dad's gun. It has a lot of sentimental meaning to him. So he can buy that from me. And then I bought a new Tika 25-06.
Yeah.
Beautiful little gun.
And you had some special customization done on it, too, from a brand new local company?
Well, actually, I haven't had any customization done, but they did the FFL check for me and handled that. And when I was in their shop, I saw the work that they did. And really a nice company, a couple of really nice young men that are moving forward. And they're going to be out of Ishpeming. They're just moving the shop to Ishpeming. Both boys grew up in Ishpeming. I call them boys. They're young men. They're in their 30s. You know, they're older than my grandson, who is 28. So, but they got a real nice business that's coming on, especially with the synthetic stocks and the guns of that type. They can put any design that you want on the gun. So they showed me some stuff. You know, I'm a veteran, and they showed me some POW MIA stuff that they did, some American flags. They showed me some customized camo work that they did. They can put a company's logo on the gun, and you know, whatever you want. And they were just such nice, engaging guys that I thought, well, you know what, I'll help them out. And I got you connected with them, and I think
I haven't actually had them on the show yet, but I'm anxious to see their new shop and everything and talk about the Cerakoting and all that stuff.
Yeah, so and for folks that don't know what Cerakoting is, it's basically putting a very thin layer of ceramic over the gun so it protects the gun. So you don't have to worry about your barrel rusting. You don't have to worry about dings and dents on your stock. You can do it over wood, but most people do it on the synthetic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Well, so, we'll look forward to having them on the show and talking about that, because that's something that's a very nice niche for people to have as an option for their fire and other things too, not just firearms. So Terry, I appreciate you passing them along to us, but I want to get into this deer season real quick with you here. And I know that there's still a lot of numbers still coming in, and the deer camp surveys haven't all come back yet. But in general, what did you think about this year's deer season to this point, the harvest statistics that you are privy to?
The deer season was a nice season. Our harvest appears like it's up probably 10%. This is UP-wide, up about 10% from last year. Last year, as you remember, was a great improvement from 2016.
Oh, yeah.
So we're headed in the right direction. We had a high percentage of 2.5s in our harvest, and also a high percentage of 3.5-year-old bucks in the harvest. The one concern that I see right now, I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that the yearling bucks in the harvest was quite low. And I think the reason for that differs in different parts of the peninsula. In some places, it appears that maybe they just weren't there. Other places, there were enough bucks out on the landscape that people were passing them up. Hmm. So we're a little bit concerned about that. The deer camp survey, we're just starting to get numbers rolling in on that. And one of the things that gives me pause for a little bit of concern is the early numbers are suggesting that the fawn to doe ratios are low, which would mean we'd have low number of yearling bucks next year. So it's too early to predict, but you know, there is a little bit of concern that we might see a little bit of a dip next year.
Mm. And for instance, spikes and forks.
Well, because generally speaking, they make up the majority of the harvest, right?
Right,
it would be in the total harvest itself. This year, we only saw maybe 17% of the harvest UP-wide were yearlings, whereas normally we're up in the 40, 45, 50%. You know, that's why I'm thinking that we might have a little bit of an issue next year.
Well, Terry, I'd like to talk to you more about this year's harvest, this year's deer season, including the CWD surveillance area, your check stations there, and then talk about the future a little bit if we can get you to hang around.
Certainly.
UP Wildlife Supervisor Terry Minzi in from the DNR. We'll continue with him in our next outdoor report right here on the Outdoor Show.